You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, this is Shovik and welcome to the Mint TechCetera podcast. I cover technology for Mint, where we try to make boring tech sound cool for you and hope that we don't end up making cool tech sound boring. Tune in as we decode the latest from the world of technology in India and around the world every week. This episode is hosted by Deepthi Ahuja, the content head of HD Smartcast, the podcast division of HD Media Limited. Over to you, Deepthi.
This episode is brought to you by IBM. In today's fast-paced business landscape, industries across the board are recognizing the transformative potential of AI. From healthcare to finance, retail to manufacturing, AI is reshaping how organizations operate, innovate, and deliver value. In this episode, we will talk about how artificial intelligence is reshaping and transforming how we live, work, and interact with each other. As AI continues to grow at an exponential rate, we are joined by Sandeep Patel, Managing Director, IBM, India and South Asia, to talk about the recent developments in AI, specifically how it's impacting businesses. Sandeep, as you know, is the Managing Director of IBM, India and South Asia. He's responsible for all of IBM's sales, marketing, services and delivery operations. Sandeep took up this role in 2020 with a mandate to make IBM the leader in hybrid cloud, AI and consulting expertise in India and South Asia. Hi, Sandeep. Welcome to Mint TechCetera. That's quite a lot that you do.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me, Deepthi.
Oh, you're most welcome. And I'm super excited to have this conversation with you. So, as we all know, I mean, AI has been making waves in every industry. Companies are going full steam to implement artificial intelligence for operational excellence. Sandeep, could you share an overview of the current developments in AI that are helping democratize its usage amongst businesses across industries?
Absolutely. Look, you know, there's no doubt that AI or artificial intelligence has reached an inflection point today, because it is ready now to be used at scale and by everyone that has access to the right set of tools. And I'm personally very excited about the role that AI is taking, particularly in India's technology revolution. Now, let's just put it in context, right? So India has seen an explosion in advancements across the fields of AI. So let me just use a few examples of some numbers specifically. $2.5+ billion in private investment in generative AI startups in 2022 itself in India. This is, you know, a NASSCOM number that's just been, you know, put out. India ranks fifth in countries with the most AI investment, receiving a total investment of over $3.24 billion in 2022. This is one of the Stanford University's AI Index report. So when you just think about the investment and advancement in AI that's happening, and particularly AI for business, that is really, you know, staggering. And I think it's something that we need to put in context first. Now, businesses are particularly now adopting AI, and they need AI that is accurate, that's scalable and adaptable. So it's really important to, you know, distinguish between, you know, a lot of the hype that goes on around AI and how you use AI for business. So it needs to be accurate, scalable, adaptable. Businesses demand accurate results that they can trust. The trust factor is really important. Second, organizations want to build and scale AI quickly and also do that across clouds. So, you know, the whole notion of hybrid clouds and it being applicable across a hybrid cloud infrastructure, really important. Third, businesses want to build AI based on models that can be easily adapted to new scenarios and use cases. At the end of the day, for AI to be useful for business, it's got to be within the context of use cases that are relevant for business. And right. The latest advancements in generative AI have organizations that are waking up to the full potential of AI. Now, you use a very interesting term, democratization of AI. So democratization of AI is owed largely to the power of what's known as foundational models, which has now pushed us into a new era of AI for business. Now, you know, what are foundational models? So foundational models are trained on massive amounts of unlabeled data, which is less expensive to prepare, that cut costs, obviously. But once trained, these models can be easily adapted to use cases using 10 to 100 times less labeled data than previous approaches. So that is how we start to democratize AI and make it relevant for business.
Interesting. And since, you know, you spoke about accuracy, the advancements in technology is like a Pandora's box. AI is not new. You know, we've been hearing about AI since before we were born, right? 1960s, right? But every time there is something new, it has its own unexpected challenges and it has its own benefits. And some of these things are extremely unexpected. These use cases are extremely unexpected. You know, what, according to you, are today's biggest challenges for us to watch out for? I'm guessing some of it is probably in regulation. But Sandeep, over to you.
Yeah, so look, you know, you said something very interesting, which is this notion of trust. And, you know, AI or the notion of AI has been there forever, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, AI is something, sometimes I even refer to it not as artificial intelligence, it's augmented intelligence. Because it's basically using insights that enable the user and businesses to make better decisions. So it clearly is something that you do with human judgment, right? Now, difficulties in AI deployment, particularly AI for business, it comes up when businesses either don't have the data or their employees don't have the right technical skills. And more importantly, when they cannot trust or understand the decisions that AI makes. So the whole notion of explainability of the results, because that's where you're going to apply human judgment to it, and the level of trust in some of the outcomes that come from AI, that becomes really, really important. Now, let me put it in context with some data. You know, a recently commissioned survey by IBM that we did with Morning Consult, it revealed some of the greatest barriers to successful AI adoption, according to particularly IT professionals in India, at organizations that are trying to deploy AI. They sort of focus down to three things. Number one, data complexity. Now, think about data, right? Data is everywhere. There's also new data sets that are being created. So, and they're in all kinds of cloud. They're in, you know, in on-prem infrastructure all over the place. 99% of the IT professionals in India agree that it is important that they can build and run AI projects wherever their data resides. So, you know, when you think about 20 or more, you know, data sources actually say this. So it is basically where your data resides is sort of where you need to bring AI, right?
Yeah.
Second, skills. 38% cited limited AI expertise or knowledge as a hindrance for successful AI adoption of their businesses. So if you think about, you know, again, adoption of AI and using it for business, 38% of the respondents basically said, you know, lack of skills, lack of knowledge, expertise. Third, which is what it comes back to, as you said, about the trust and AI strategy. Now, trust is a part of the bedrock of AI's deployment. And 70% respondents cited that the lack of an AI strategy as another barrier in developing explainable and trustworthy AI. More importantly, 93% of the respondents agreed that being able to explain how AI arrived at a decision is so important, not only for its adoption, but it's acceptance within the organization and the business. And this becomes really, really, really important. So, you know, if we boil it all down, right, trust in AI is particularly important. If we want to widen AI adoption, there is a need to focus on responsibly building and deploying AI tools that adhere to a robust governance framework. And that, I think, if you think about the challenges, these are probably the key challenges. And clearly, they are backed up with what people and IT professionals who are actually working in this space really think.
Interesting how it all ends up boiling down to this very human quality trust. So IBM, of course, has been ramping up its AI capabilities, and you recently unveiled the Watson X platform. Could you give us an overview of the platform and how it will benefit, you know, other businesses?
Absolutely. I mean, very, very proud of Watson X. And, you know, as you know, IBM's been at this in this domain for a long time, right? We've been working in this domain for a very long time. So as we thought about Watson X and more importantly, AI for business, it's really important. I mean, there's as I keep saying, there's so much hype about AI all over. Our focus is on AI for business and for the enterprise. So we wanted to ease current enterprise AI burdens and enable business to easily develop, tune, and deploy enterprise-ready and trustworthy AI much more easily and do it at scale, because that's where it becomes, you know, relevant and useful. So if I let me start with the AI strategy before I get into what's the next specific. Yeah. So our AI strategy is based on four core beliefs of being open, trusted, targeted, and empowering. So let me put that in context of what that means. Open. So our AI is based on the best open technologies available, because we do believe that, you know, we've always believed in open technology platforms. And so that has been one of the key areas of strategy as we think about this. Second, trusted. We talked about trust quite a bit. So to ensure user trust in the output of these AI systems, our AI is built responsibly and it's thoroughly governed. And I'll get into that in a second. Targeted. Yeah. That's the third component. Our AI is designed for the enterprise and it's targeted for businesses across domains. I started with that, right? A lot of stuff going on in AI. Ours is AI for business. And then empowering. Through our solutions, we want to empower AI users to also become AI value creators, right? So we are focusing on enabling AI for business, and we are committed to unleashing the whole transformative potential of foundational models and generative AI. So now let me just talk about how that comes together within Watson X. So Watson X is our integrated AI and data platform. It clearly embodies these principles that I talked about. That's why I started with the principles and strategy. And it offers a seamless, efficient, and responsible approach to AI development across a variety of different environments. So what at the core of Watson X, what it includes, it's a platform, and it has three very specific offerings. The first offering is WatsonX.ai. WatsonX.ai, it's a next generation enterprise studio. Think about it as an enterprise studio for AI builders to train, validate, tune and deploy both traditional machine learning and also new generative AI capabilities that are powered by foundational models through an open and intuitive user interface. So that is sort of the first offering within the platform called Watson X. The second offering is called WatsonX.data. WatsonX.data is a fit-for-purpose data store that's optimized for governed data and AI workloads, which is supported by querying, governance, and open data formats to access and share data. So think about it as a data governance platform, which also allows for querying, etc. Third offering is whatsnext.governance. And this is pretty unique, I think, in the market today. It is an end-to-end toolkit that encompasses both data and AI governance to enable responsible, transparent, and explainable AI workflows, both that are created through WatsonX, but also others that exist within a within an organization, right? This is what WatsonX is. And I wanted to sort of give you the context of the strategy, but also explain that WatsonX in itself is a platform with these offerings that actually enable people to use AI and make it really relevant for business.
Sounds a lot like Sherlock's Watson.
It brings it to life and makes it real for business, right?
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to, you said governance, right? And we've also spoken about regulation. So AI comes with a lot of ethical considerations that are paramount to its development as well. And different governing organizations across the world, you know, they're a little concerned as to build rules and regulations as a part of governing AI, for that matter of fact. What are some of the guidelines and practices that IBM follows to ensure the unbiased deployment of AI technologies for these businesses, especially because a lot of, you know, the work that these that WatsonX would do would be in terms of data, and this data is very sensitive, right? So businesses are concerned about security.
So look, this is a matter that we take extremely seriously, and I'm actually very proud to say that IBM actually was one of the forerunners in this space in terms of establishing, you know, guidelines and principles, both in how we use data and how we use data within our systems. So we have three core principles that dictate our approach to data and AI development. And this is across IBM. Number one, the purpose of artificial intelligence is actually to augment human intelligence, not replace it. Second, data and insights belong to their creator. We do not store data. We do not keep data. Data and insights always belong to their creator. Third, AI systems must be transparent and explainable. Really, really important, right? And I just talked to you about how we do that, right? So we ensure that our products are constructed and used with ethical guidelines and principles in mind. So we actually have an IBM AI ethics board that was established as a central cross-disciplinary body to support a culture of ethical, responsible, and trustworthy AI throughout IBM. This is something that we did, you know, way back, and it continues to govern how we continue to, you know, move forward in this discipline. And not just that, with WatsonX.governance, we will help our clients to the same, you know, focus by strengthening their ability to mitigate risk, manage regulatory requirements, and address ethical concerns. So it's not just something that, you know, is a fundamental principle for us, but clearly with WatsonX.governance, which is sort of the third offering that I talked about, that actually enables clients to do the same thing.
Interesting. So basically, as and when it develops, this governing body also changes to suit those needs. I mean, changes rules, regulations.
We have to write. We have to write. It's an evolving domain, and it will evolve as we've seen with any technology or any advancement, you know, in different domains, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've always heard about, you know, AI springs and winters, but they're coming too soon these days.
Technology you know, will continue. I think it's a reality, right? Technology will continue to move at a pace that we've never, you know, we haven't imagined. And particularly post-pandemic, we've seen that sprint even get faster.
Absolutely. The other thing that, you know, really struck me from our conversation today was that AI is not supposed to be versus human. It's not human versus AI. It's AI and human, right? It's a complementary sort of a thing. AI at this point of time is extremely linear, and we think things through in a very multidimensional sort of a manner. You know, we have like 100,000 thoughts going on in our mind at the same time, right? So just to touch upon that a little bit, IBM is doing a lot of skill initiatives, including in remote parts of India. What are your thoughts on skilling more people in AI to make India the AI talent hub of the world? It already is, to quite an extent. India is the tech hub for talent. But what are your thoughts
on that? So look, I mean, I feel that when you just look at the numbers, and I don't have them here, so I'm not going to go through them. But if you just think about India's golden, you know, demographic dividend, right, which is out there, it's primed for making us the AI talent hub for the world. I mean, it's not just for India, but it's for the world. And all we need to provide is the right kind of skilling support. If you look at NASSCOM's State of Data Science and AI Skills report that was recently published, India currently has around 16% of the world's AI talent pool. Now, that's one part of the equation. There's clearly a skill gap, however, and it's encouraging to see the effort being put in to bridge the gap by the entire ecosystem consisting of government, industry, and academia, not only in India, but across the world. Now, in India specifically, to be successful in the decade, we will need to ensure that we create many more opportunities for building partnerships across, you know, government, industry, all of the above, that are designed to help democratize learning and give the new generation of workers the tools that they need to build a better future. So this is, I mean, clearly what I would call a shared responsibility across everyone who's in this business. Now, let me talk about IBM specifically. So at IBM, for example, by partnering with the government, industry, and academia, we are skilling the next generation of technologies. These are, you know, when I talk about technologists, it's people who can both apply technology to business, but are also able to talk about it and innovate with it, right? So we are very aligned with the government's vision to make India the skill capital of the world. So we foster academic partnerships with India's leading institutions that are focused on skilling and research. We just renewed our research collaboration with IIT Mumbai and IISc Bangalore. And the whole focus is to drive breakthrough innovations in the field of hybrid cloud and AI, and also to help close the global AI skills gap. We recently announced a commitment that we will train 2 million learners in AI by the end of 2026 globally, with a focus on underrepresented communities. So this is something that we take very, very seriously, and we've actually, you know, made a commitment towards doing that. So when you also asked about, you know, how are we doing this in India? So when we expand our operations to emerging clusters, we are creating new ecosystems around it. So the expansion is in terms of partnerships with universities, wherever we, you know, expand our footprint, skilling programs in conjunction with these universities so that we can create a professional pool in these emerging clusters, not only for us to employ them, but also that benefits the industry at large. So this is really, you know, something which is very, very much needed. And this is sort of our commitment to continue to do this, particularly to make AI relevant for business.
That's quite a bit. I mean, so basically, you know, just to go back to the beginning of this episode, you spoke of businesses, you spoke of, you know, how much money is already pouring into India in the AI sector, right, in the AI industry. And now you're matching the whole thing up with the talent pool. You're picking up the talent pool from this side, and you're just probably, hopefully at some point, you know, the two will marry each other and form a much more stable sort of a scenario and AI sector for India. Which brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Sandeep, for being a part of this show and taking us to this, you know, set of advancements. It's truly, you know, it's intriguing, to say the least, the kind of things that are already happening and the kind of human interventions, you know, that are required to then make this industry what it is. As you rightly said, upskilling more people in India will establish the country as a global hub for AI talent. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Same here.
So that's that for this episode. We really hope that you enjoyed what we discussed. And if you have suggestions in terms of what more we can cover as part of our podcast, do let us know. You can catch me at Distant Vicinity on Twitter and at Shovik Das on Instagram. Thank you so much. See you next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.